the American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us as we get ready to kick off the third hour of the program. Time really flies by over here, probably because there's a lot of stories to dig into, corruption to call out, and, you know, people to go after these days. But it's been a good start to the program. We're going to be taking your calls in the, I guess, say about 5 minutes. We'll start taking calls. So if you haven't done so already and you want to sound off on a subject matter, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. That is the line you're going to want to call. Maybe you like Pierce Morgan. You don't like me going after Pierce. Call. Tell us. Put your name on it. But you won't. Bet you won't. Folks, we'll be doing that in just a little bit. Plus, Mel Kay is also going to be joining me in the second half of the hour. Mel's got a lot to sound off on. She's writing a book about the CIA, which I know you're all probably really excited about. And so when I saw that story come up regarding that horrific terror attack that took place in D.C., Islamic terror attack, because he's accused of, you know, screaming out about his God right after he goes and shoots two guardsmen in the head. For some reason, no one's saying the word Islam when they talk about that. Actually, Laura Loomer making that a great point when she was going around the Pentagon talking to officials. Twice I was there when she was grilling them about refusal to say the word Islamic terror attack when describing this and describing other terrorist attacks as well. She was doing a good job over there. But this, there's a whole CIA angle to this suspect who has since been arrested, obviously, for that murder and for attempted murder. And so I want to hear what she has to say about the Zero Unit program as well, because she's someone obviously doing a lot of digging into this for her book. She's studied it, followed it for years now. And so it'll be good to have her on to talk about just that. Plus, I want her take on the FBI, because obviously, yes, they've just now officially arrested a suspect who they accuse of being the J6 pipe bomber. But they've told us before in the past that they had a suspect in custody, remember, for the Charlie Kirk assassination, and it in fact wasn't the individual, that coming from the highest person at the FBI, the director at the time. So I'm not going to really buy it. I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to hold out. There'll be some actual physical evidence here, because I know if the government wants to come after you and plant some evidence, well, they can. They can. And so we'll be talking to Mel Kay about that too, because I'm sure she's got a lot to sound off on that front. So you're going to want to be here for that. Of course, again, we're taking your calls in the second portion. Well, I guess not even second portion, the third portion of the show. So in about 4 minutes, we'll be diving into some callers, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I need like a jingle for this one. I do. If you haven't done so already too, and you want to stay in touch with us, because folks are doing their very best to try to shut the doors here at InfoWars, we've already created an outline, a plan for all of you to follow us onto our next venture in case that happens. The best way to be a part of that, of course, is by downloading the app. Head on over to alexjonesapp.com. That's alexjonesapp.com. That is how you stay in touch with us. And how they can't, they'll try. They'll try their very best to stop this information war, but of course we will continue to deliver as we always do. So if you haven't downloaded the app, I'd highly recommend you do just that right now. All right, I've got my eye on a couple of stories. We're following them. I'm looking at all the updates coming in about the J6 pipe bomber, the suspect involved in all of this, the FBI. A source is telling CNN that this individual was someone who doubted the election results. No, seriously, that's what they're saying now. They're trying to claim that this was possibly an election denier. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember there was a poll that came out that like 50% of individuals truly believed that the election was stolen in 2020. It wasn't just us far righters, they like to call it, those in the fringe movement. No, a lot of Democrats didn't believe the results either, probably because they paid attention. They're like, how does a guy who campaigned from his basement somehow make his way to a landslide victory? In fact, beating Barack Obama when it came to votes, the particular number, having so much outpouring of support that he somehow was able to beat Obama? Yeah, most people with common sense who had two eyes and a functioning brain saw right through that, and they asked the important questions that were shut down. They were shut down. So CNN over here regurgitating probably the nonsense being spewed by a lefty over at the FBI, if they didn't make up that source at all, of course, because it's anonymous. All right, folks, we got a lot more to do in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. We're taking your calls, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Give me a call. There's something you want to chat about.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheologyOnTheShore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We are here in the third hour of the program, and we're excited that you're all joining us. Of course, a lot we've been going over the last, I don't know, 2 hours. 2 hours, so much exposing of the corruption, the lies, the potential lies that are being fed to us. I don't know what to believe these days when it comes to our FBI. I'm still extremely doubtful. They haven't won back my respect, and I'm sure for the rest of you, they haven't done the same. But we're going to take some calls. So if you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. I'm going to be working my way from the top down of the caller list. First up on our call list is Josh in Indiana. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
So doing well. So I was the last caller yesterday. And I got through and I talked to you. So what I was talking about was, I said, hey, if this is all coming out to be true, then your sources would be correct, and then the Blaze would be wrong. I wasn't trying to put you in a position to like say, hey, your sources are right, they were wrong, because we're all on the same team here, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but what I was getting at is that I truly, truly fear for the Blaze and Kyle.
Yeah.
If they try to push this narrative that this guy is supposedly the bomber, you know, the pipe bomber, mm-hmm. then they're going to most certainly go after the Blaze in some type of lawsuit, and they're going to try to tie it all in to make it look like, hey, this is the guy. See, they were wrong, and they're going to just do the same old playbook over and over and over. I don't understand, but I was wanting to clarify that, like, I wasn't trying to put you in a position to defend your sources.
No, I didn't even take it that way. Josh, thank you for calling too. I didn't even take it that way. You know, I love Steve. And like I told you yesterday, I mean, I literally was there when he was arrested, when they dragged him in, the DOJ under Joe Biden dragged him into court and had his wrists were shackled as well as his ankles. And they dragged him in a line with actual drug dealers, or alleged drug dealers, I should say. One was accused, I believe, of like cooking a crack in his home. It was a lot. It was a lot. So, you know, that's my guy. I love him to pieces. And Kyle, when Kyle first came forward, was somebody who I became friends with pretty quickly. And I respected his honesty on a lot of these issues. And so, yeah, I mean, we're going to see. Josh, I don't understand. I'll let you kind of answer this too. They've definitely had this information before, because when I was talking to my sources the day that the story was released and the woman was named, everyone was really upset with me for not wanting to say her name and for me following up on comment and stuff. But I learned from one of my sources that they had been briefed previously about where their investigation into the J6 pipe bomber stood, and that they were told that there was another suspect that they had in mind. They named this person. This person wasn't the woman that was named by the Blaze. So, I mean, Josh, my thing is this. If they knew this, because I know Steve reached out to the FBI for comment, they knew he was going to release this story, why didn't they make this arrest sooner? Then if it is true that an innocent woman wasn't openly accused of all of this. I mean, the FBI knew the story was coming. Steve reached out before he dropped the story. It just seems quite strange, doesn't it?
The irony is rich, because even you yesterday, whenever you were talking at the end, you were like, this doesn't pass the smell test. Like, immediately everybody was like, wait a minute. So I truly believe there's more to this story. I think it comes down to a personal rub between the upper echelon and, Kyle Saffron and the Blaze and then this other guy, that Cash Patel and his girlfriend are suing. Like, what is going on? Like, what is going on? Like, I was all Team Cash for a long time, but I truly feel like we've been infiltrated. Like, this is insane. But it's not lost upon us that are paying attention that, and he gave them a fair warning that he was going to go out with the story, and they still, you know, didn't confirm or deny. And then a week later, they arrest this guy that I feel like everybody knows is not the person.
Yeah. Yeah, and on top of it, I mean, Tucker Carlson got it first, that exclusive about Thomas Crooks, when he reached out for comments before running that story, the FBI responded by saying, well, how do you know these social media posts really do belong to Crooks or that they're authentic, was their statement. And when I reached out before I released the screenshots that I also had, that Tucker had as well as Miranda Devine, they ignored me, and then they put out a statement saying that trying to correct the false media reporting was their angle to it. So they are intentionally creating, I guess we could say, like a lack of confidence in their own agency, allowing us to put out the information first, break these stories, and then they're chasing us. I mean, the reality of it is they should have arrested this individual sooner. I get it. They've only been in for a couple of months, but I mean, we're talking, 8 months now? Dan saying and confirming the deputy director that this was a top issue, and yet here we are. So yeah, Josh, I think you're spot on. I truly do. And I appreciate you calling back into the show again. So thank you for doing that. We'll continue to dig into that. I know there's a lot of people that want to talk pipe bomber as well. So we'll go to Savage Dog next in Georgia. Savage Dog, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing? I'm blessed.
Same here, my friend. Same here. What's going on?
Well, I just want to, I don't think Mr. McBride mentioned this, Let's just assume this is the guy.
Yeah.
I personally think he's Ferde Scheisse, which is German for horse poop. but just if it is correct, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep an eye on, and maybe some journalists who are listening or somebody can ask the FBI guys, who was he talking to on his cell phone? Who was he texting? Because, you know, we got Crooks who was all over his phone. Oh, but he didn't have any social media. He did. And he was talking to people that day. No release of who he was talking to. It's just a closed case. Lone wolf, he did it. All right. Well, same with this guy, right? I mean, he's waving the Capitol freaking police on the road. Like, hey, bro, how you doing? I'm just out here doing my thing. And they're like, yeah, Roger, that we know. Who's he talking to? Who is really in charge? This guy didn't just go off on his own. You know, no matter what narrative they're trying to spin about, well, he believed that the election was stolen. It don't matter. Who's telling him to do this? He was 24 at the time? Yeah, no, 24-year-old's not going to go out and try to pipe bomb, you know, the DNC, RNC, Black Caucus, whoever he was going after.
Yeah.
Whoever was going after, I should say. He's not acting alone.
Yeah.
So quit blowing smoke up our buttocks and let's get some answers. Give us answers. Quit going to see your girlfriend's freaking American Idol premiere. I don't care. Nobody cares. Give us answers. Or, you know, either that or we can just put this Missouri AG in and you can go home and spend time with your old lady. I really don't care. One or the other. Make it happen.
Yeah, I know. Well, I keep saying this, but I think Cash Patel's a weirdo. I endorse him, obviously, for this position. But the fact that he keeps calling his girlfriend his life partner kind of gives me the creepers because he is supposed to be a heterosexual man who has not yet proposed to this woman. And he continues to go out there and say that she is his life partner, but won't lock it down. It's kind of weird to me. Also, given their background, too, like Indians don't do that stuff. They quickly get wifed up and you go off and you have a bunch of babies. So I don't know. He's a weirdo to me. There's not much I trust about this guy. I liked him for this role, but I'm kind of eating my own endorsement these days. And I am quite embarrassed that I was so strong on this issue.
Well, Brianne, I'll do you one better.
Mm-hmm.
Look at his eyes. Any psychiatrist will tell you, you see the upper whites of their eyes, they're insane.
Yeah.
Run away. I mean, like the chart says, you know, they're doing this and this and this and this. But if you see the upper whites of their eyes constantly, the advice is run. All right. I don't believe that he's even sane.
Yeah.
Let alone, you know what? And, you know, y'all want to kick my door open, FBI, go ahead. I don't care. Do what you got to do. But I really sincerely think that, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, Bongino, I trust. But I do think that he's being forced to act the way he acts.
Yeah.
Not an excuse if you're, you know, you're a Secret Service agent. You're trained not to give a shiza about, you know, about threats. And, you know, you got a job to do and you signed up to do the job.
Yeah.
Not what if. So can we get rid of Blanche, Bongino, freaking Blondie, and I mean, and I don't know, maybe, or Patel, and let Bongino run it. I mean, maybe he's just being buried. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do know that this whole arrest of this little black kid, I don't buy it.
No, he's not black. He's white. Don't you listen to Jake Tapper?
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah.
This is a white kid.
That was my deal. Yeah, I said that this Clayton Bigsby, I don't know if you caught that reference. It was Dave Chappelle's first episode, The Black White Supremacist.
You got to love it. You got to love it. Thanks for calling, Savage Dog. I appreciate it as always. We appreciate your insight, your views, your opinion. And thank you for being here. All right, let's turn to Bart in Georgia. We'll keep things in Georgia. Bart, welcome to the show. Bart in Georgia. You with us? All right, let's go to Tim in Seattle. Tim, what is on your mind, Tim?
Yeah, the whole uniparty distraction thing with the J6 bomber. Again, they could have arrested him for a while. They presented somebody that we think would be somewhat, you know, it seemed like a psychological person to have the right-wing base kind of fix into and sink their teeth into it. With all the identity politics that's going on. But ultimately, I just think it's a huge, huge, huge distraction. And the biggest distraction, I think, it's from the Genesis mission that Trump just announced. And I don't hear InfoWars talking about it at all. You claim to have your ear to the rail and you know what's coming down, but I haven't heard you talk about it at all. I haven't heard Alex. I haven't heard Harrison talk about it. What's going on? The Genesis mission is insane. I mean, it's data centralization. It's a security mission creep. There's zero oversight, and it ties in all the private sectors. It's literally going to be a technocracy. And I don't hear the tip of the spear talking about it. I'm concerned. I think you guys might be running off the clock. Is it possible that the aura of Trump is so intoxicating that none of us can see what's going on around us, and we would just rather as if just glad hand ourselves and think that it'll be fine as long as we keep believing in that one dude? I don't know, but I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, well, you're referring to an executive order that I believe was signed on November 24th, it looks like. So relatively recent. Now, obviously, we do have our eyes everywhere. And when it comes to technocracy or all of that, we talk about it often, quite often, with Mel Kay. Now, thank you for putting this as a topic of discussion. We could probably ask Mel Kay about it. But again, I mean, no one's trying to help run out the clock as if we're trying to spin and participate in the narrative spin. There's a lot going on in the world, So again, that coming out November 24th. So we could definitely do digging into this and have Mel Kay react to it. That's kind of her beat these days. So thank you, Tim, for jumping on the calls, of course. All right, let's turn to Alex in North Virginia. Alex.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Please, next time you're out here in D.C., please let me know so I can cook some empanadas for you. Go pick you up at IYC 28, plain spring love. Okay?
I do love empanadas.
Okay, so my call. I have a source, and the source works inside the Inspector General, the Department of Defense. And they are expecting, I will say his name is Shark Smelly, part of the Seditious Six. I won't say his name all the way outright, but because my source has stated that because of his rank in the military and the freedom of speech does not go for him because he knew exactly what he was doing. So they're expecting his name to jump across the spreadsheet so they can investigate him within the next week and a half to 2 weeks. They're expecting it. They're expecting his name to pop across so they can investigate him. And once they finish their investigation and send it, that's when the charges will come in.
Yeah.
So now the website to check that out is dodig.mil. That's Department of Defense, Office of Inspector General. My source also said to please constantly check that to check other investigations that they're currently in. But they're definitely expecting him, his name, to pop across their spreadsheet so they can investigate him.
Yeah.
Number two. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. You think when I was at the Pentagon, they were dropping names all around. So I mean, I definitely could guess a little bit, but I'll spare you for right now. So what's your second topic?
I didn't want to say Mark Kelly. So the second topic is that for my same source, I wanted to play something for them, and so I played the Pam Bondi yesterday announcing that they got this guy in Woodbridge, which is BS, because I live 25 minutes away from Woodbridge, and that address wasn't, those houses right there is not even Woodbridge, that's Lake Ridge, but that's another story. And I played it for him, and within 1 minute, they stopped it and said, she's lying. I said, how do you know? Oh, she's stuttering, which I already knew. I'm like, once, you know, a stammering lips proves to be a liar. And Bondi was stammering left and right yesterday. Couldn't get a good word every four words out without stuttering over it. My source said, Pam Bondi's lying. And then I played the clip of Cash Patel and Bongino several months ago. Source said they were lying. So they're expecting investigations to come through. Cash Patel needs to get gone. They need to get rid of him. President Trump just put out the warning that should they win the midterms, the Democrats are going to terminate the filibuster. So first things first, we got to get rid of Cash Patel and go from there.
Yeah.
This dude dropping the ball left and right. I didn't mean to talk so much.
No, you're fine. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And yeah, it's so frustrating because I don't know what more to say. We all believed in him. We were hopeful that this was going to be the change needed. I don't think that's the case. But I think that the family, obviously President Trump and his family, I mean, Cash Patel was on with Don Jr. yesterday, taking his victory lap and stuff. I mean, Don Jr. did ask him a fair question, though, yesterday. He said, you know, now you guys have made this arrest, but like, was the Blaze story anything to do with it? And he denied it, of course. But they seem to be believing that the president believes when it came to Thomas Crooks, what was told, what he was informed on. And so it looks like they like the job so far. I don't know. But, you know, we'll keep our ear to it. Alex, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Folks, it just became official, so I want to make sure I brought you this breaking news. RFK's CDC panel has just gotten rid of the hepatitis B vaccine shot recommendation. That vote was just finalized. That's the advisory panel on vaccines. As many of you guys know, they were expecting to have that vote today. So it appears that it is officially finalized. That was 8-3 to drop that policy. So I wanted to make sure we gave you that little MAHA update. Of course, that is good news. Good news if you want to see the next generation of Americans not have to take these fatal and obviously injury prone jabs. So let's turn to another caller. Let's pull up Sean in California. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, something I wanted to talk about with this whole J6 pipe bomber situation is that you'd think a great mystery like that being solved would be a day for both the left and the right to celebrate. But if the left isn't being crickets about it, which seems to be most what I'm seeing on social media, they're going the other direction saying, oh, well, maybe he qualifies for the pardon that Trump gave everyone else on J6. Or maybe, you know, Trump's going to pardon him or this or that. You know, the left can't accept getting to the bottom of these issues, whether this guy is or isn't the suspect. I mean, we already got Jake Tapper clouded in the water, and it's really interesting to see that cognitive dissonance. It's like they want to cling to the Civil War and divide narrative more than anything else, rather than just getting to the simple truth and getting unity back in this nation. So I'm of the mindset, Brianna, maybe I'm wrong for thinking this way. We can't really reach out to the left anymore. They're like too far gone. You know?
Yeah.
So the rest of us, the conservatives and libertarians and moderates, we got to figure out a way to essentially neutralize their influence, their reach, because we don't need future J6 pipe bombers. Mm-hmm. Am I off on my estimates, or what do you think? Because that's how I look at it.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on, Sean. And you know what's so funny, too? I was actually watching that clip you were referring to in your open here in regards to those on the left trying to say, well, maybe this guy applies for the pardons that were given out. I chuckled. I probably should have included it in this show just because it was so stupid. That would have been great. I mean, CNN, I believe it was CNN, was literally trying to equate trespassing to leaving two alleged active pipe bombs outside of the RNC and DNC. I mean, that's how off base these people are. They are trying to sit there and advocate for this individual. And now they're telling you, of course, that this individual is someone who believed that the 2020 election was stolen. So yeah, here you go. Here's another great article about it. So again, there's not on our side. I mean, it's the side of like sanity and wanting justice and wanting this country fixed and repaired so that it's fair for everyone. And then it's the side of just stupidity, I guess like a communist globalist takeover and just the absolute destruction of everything that makes this country great. And that's what you exactly see there. So, Sean, I think you're spot on there, and I appreciate you calling in. Let's see. We've got about 90 seconds left. So I'll turn to Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, you got 90 seconds.
See, New York and New Jersey were...
Did we lose Andrew? Is Andrew there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm with you.
We hear you.
We're in New York, New Jersey, so we're fast talkers. Just want to say in England they would refer to you as a pretty bird, a pretty American bird. But what he was saying struck a chord, Martinson, that you had. It's reminding me of America, the liberal elites in academia that don't have knowledge of the inner cities. They don't live with minorities, and they're out of touch. And Tommy Robinson said the same. He said that my mates are Muslim, man. It's the working class. That's a bad accent. But he said it's the working class that you're racially diverse because we're mixed together. Like I grew up in a black neighborhood. He grew up with Muslims. So it's the white elites that are out of touch. And also with the grooming gangs, I think with the city of Austin, you should sue because they lied to you, the police, and said it was a flirtation thing. He was stalking, and he comes from the culture where there's grooming gangs. So that great lawyer that you had on, you should have him sue the city or get Rudy Giuliani to consult. Cause
yeah, it'd be Plato.
It was not, they just blew you off. They didn't want to do their job.
Yeah. It happens to a lot of people, though, Andrew. I mean, and thank you for calling. I appreciate you waiting on hold as well. It happens to a lot of women. When they come forward and they report these crimes against them, they get kind of brushed off and dismissed. They think we're crazy. And yes, all women are crazy, but we all have our boundaries. Sometimes when we come forward and report things like this, it should be taken seriously. And many times it's dismissed. So no surprise there. Andrew, we appreciate you calling as always. Everyone else who called in, we appreciate you as well. Thank you. Unfortunately, we're up against a hard out, so I cannot take more calls, but I appreciate you always calling in as well. Folks, I want to remind you to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We only got a couple more hours left in that badass Jeep 392 giveaway plus, well, $10,000. Now, here's the thing, right? So you're not just going to get that potentially when you enter and you make a purchase, of course. You could also win a Ford Raptor as well with an extra $10,000 in cash. That means potentially you could win 20 grand, two cars, and we're doing this for a little bit longer. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. It's also a BOGO on your favorite supplements as well. So head on over right now. It's time to stock up on all your favorite supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, Mel Kay's up next. Don't go anywhere.
You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway, son. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum. Not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. We got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesShore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds.
Looking at? Do you have a problem?
You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% Cuminoid. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So as all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection and their plans for military coups just to be, sound scary. And then now they're openly calling for it. It's U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them. And it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us, of course. A lot to dive into still. And that's why we're going to bring in our heavy hitter, Miss Mel Kay, in just a few moments. But last week, there was that horrific story of the Islamic terror attack that took place in Washington, D.C. An Afghan migrant that was smuggled into this country by the Biden regime under Operation Allies Welcome made his way to Washington, D.C. to shoot two National Guardsmen, sadly one of them losing their lives, passing away, and the other one is still fighting for his life at the hospital, but things are looking positive for him. It was a devastating report, but we're learning more and more about the suspect involved in all of this, and apparently this suspect was apparently working with one of a secret unit of Afghans who operated under CIA direction, Zero Unit. Now, I have a lot of questions about this Zero Unit, and so that's why we're going to bring Mel Kay in, because she's writing a book about CIA and so much more, and she's where I turn to when I've got questions about just that. And so welcome to the show, Mel. It's good to have you on. Of course, you are the host of The Mel Kay Show, as well as the author of Americans Anonymous as well, which is available right now on Amazon. And it is a great read, and I highly recommend you head on over there and grab yourself a copy if you haven't done so already. All right, Mel, what do you make about this? Because When we saw that he was an Afghan migrant, we obviously knew that there was a lot of issues there, but we were told that he was radicalized here on U.S. soil. But then there was the CIA element to all of this, and that he's part of the Zero Unit as well. So what do you make of this?
Well, this has been going on for decades. Frankly, like you said, I have a book coming out called Infiltration Instead of Invasion, America Betrayed 1944 to 1954. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to start looking at the origins of the CIA, because I firmly at this point in all the research I've done and D-class I've read and everything I have compiled, particularly about the Dulles brothers, it appears to me that the CIA, we have been lied to about what they actually do and who they are and who they work for. I believe that both Dulles brothers were Wall Street bankers and lawyers, and they went to Switzerland while we were fighting the war and created with the Reich Bank and the Bank of England and the Bank of International Settlements an international suprastructure to control finance, and basically then hooked up with the international NGOs and all the things, and then the same group of people from the Federal Reserve helped create the UN. All of this stuff happened, and it is my belief at this point that the CIA and probably MI6 are the same, or at least work together, and that what they really are is an international intelligence agency, not looking out for the best interests of the United States of America, but for the very rogue State Department that went off the rails after World War II without us even noticing, and their partners, the CIA, the USAID, which is actually International Development, not Aid, and all the tentacles of that. So what I believe is people need to learn about Operation Gladio. People need to learn about the actual truth about CIA. Most people know about Operation Paperclip and MK Ultra and all that. But the activities have not stopped at all. And what I honestly believe, then you can go into the modern age of technocracy, and you're going to see the CIA's InQtel and DARPA really created the entire, global public infrastructure, the internet, the track and trace surveillance, all of it. And this is all decades of criminality on top of criminality. Even this year, I saw the CIA's budget is $100 billion, and yet it's completely black. And this has to stop. I believe every CIA agent that is still alive needs to be brought in and fully investigated at this point, including the three under Barack Obama, Brennan, Gina Haspel, and Mike Pompeo. Because where we are is, I believe that Trump is going back to the Monroe Doctrine, basically protecting our hemisphere of the world and from what has been created, particularly in South America. So a lot of this, I feel like, is trying to, obscure the fact that Afghanistan, Ukraine, even Israel, but a lot of these places where we were embedded, particularly after the Project for New American Century, became strongholds of a group that makes their money and basically traffics everything around the world that is embedded in our country, in our intelligence community, and in the Five Eyes nations collection of I don't know why we're even in that, but what I do believe is that they're dismantling Trump, and all of these people are dismantling the very strong CIA embeds in South America, and particularly that maritime route. If you don't know, or the audience doesn't know, they should look up the Clinton Global Initiative with Branson called the Island Challenge, the Island Initiative. And what you'll see is not only does that maritime route, which is the biggest maritime trafficking route for not just guns and drugs, but also humans and children, it really seems to pass directly around where they are right now. And all of that. So as far as the CIA, I think the American people need to go back to JFK's warning and before that Eisenhower's warning about military industrial complex and intelligence and banking, and understand that this needs to be addressed immediately and handled. The CIA, this is not new. This has been going on, Operation Gladio, for decades. There's stay-behind units. Unfortunately, I believe with the open border, they were imported in here terror by design. And again, we have to remember what is coming out that Patrick Byrne has been working on for years, spent his own money and risked his life dramatically to go down and unpack what has been going on, particularly between Chavez and Maduro and Cuba and all the embeds. But, you know, we can also go back to Barry Seal and Air America, Nicaragua, all of the infiltration, including during Joe Biden's 8 years as Obama's vice president. There was a lot of trading and dealing and wheeling with NGOs and stuff that he was involved in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, all these places. And this goes back to the post-World War II Dulles Brothers, United Fruit Company. I know this is all kind of new stuff, but the entire situation with the CIA needs to be dealt with and addressed. And I believe Tulsi Gabbard is doing that. I find her, she, you know, we're not seeing much from her, but in the public, mm-hmm. but what she is doing is for the first time, I think, putting her hands in those silos that have been protected, particularly by this Senate Select Committee by Intelligence and other internal traitors, and pulling out the evidence to compile for the people. But as far as saying this is a CIA operation, no doubt. But it is starting to look like the entire war on terror and possibly the end of the Cold War and the globalist entire money laundering scam since the 90s is aligned with the CIA. And that is who has been basically undermining the United States as if they are protecting us.
Yeah. And Mel, you know, you just actually brought something else back the front of my mind a little bit. You have warned me that we are up right now, very, very short, like I should say, for the renewal of Section 702. As many of you guys remember back in 2024, they did renew it, but that's going to be up because that's up in 2026 of April. So a couple of months away. So they're expected to begin those debates in Congress probably in the beginning of next year, 2026 again, because it's coming up quick. How do you expect that to go, given the fact that we have people like Tulsi Gabbard now over, obviously, as DNI? I mean, she's going to out all of this stuff. Because I remember when we were talking about this in 2024, those Republicans who were offering their voices of concern were saying, oh, well, a lot of the things that are gathered in Section 02 are used for the president's daily briefings. So how do you see this going now that she could probably out a lot of that as bull?
Yeah, it is. Well, first of all, Section 702 should be completely unconstitutional. It totally erases the Fourth Amendment, and it has been weaponized it was already weaponized. A Patriot Act should never have been passed. It's the most unconstitutional, damaging thing that has happened to this country, I think, since the Federal Reserve. But in the meantime, what we need to know about it is that, as I said, I believe on your show a year ago when it was renewed in April of 24, I said all that's going to happen, because Section 702, warrantless surveillance of anyone that the FBI, which is completely rogue, or CIA or NSA, deems a domestic terrorist or an international terrorist, can be tracked, traced, surveilled, all of their messages, emails, internet, social media, without them knowing at all. Well, I said last time they renewed it, I said, you know what's going to happen? Russiagate 2.0. Well, that's exactly what happened. And a bunch of people that voted for it, including Cruz and other people, what's her name, from Tennessee, all the people that just found out from Senate that they were spied on, they voted to extend it. That's how it happened. Warrantless surveillance 702 shouldn't be used on anyone, let alone the people of the United States. And when they realized that it was used on them, they went all up in arms. They got crazy. They kind of wanted to sue. And what are you talking about? 3 million American citizens were warrantless surveilled and spied on over the last 4 years, not to mention Spygate under Barack Obama, which is what I think his biggest reason for covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes is, because the crimes of Spygate, which is Eric Holder, Barack Obama's spying, not just through the IRS and then through the NSA and then through any means necessary and NGO, records. Spygate, there is a still sealed 99-page report from Judge Collier about the spying under Barack Obama. And I want to remind you, in the Oversight Committee report about that, they said that 10,000 agents within the intelligence community had violated and illegally used warrantless surveillance 702 since 2016, likely well before that. But even worse than that, There have been so many illegalities that have not been addressed, particularly about why that warrantless surveillance 702 would ever be renewed when we know that Russiagate literally could not have happened without it. So what we are talking about, first of all, I also want to point out there are two people, Warner and Turner. OK, two people in our government, also Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. And remember all the Gang of Eight and all that. These little groups, Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the other one in the Congress, they protect the elements in the intelligence community that have turned on the people. Right now, what we have had until hopefully Tulsi Gabbard walked in there and is reorganizing it with the emissaries. Don't forget that Devin Nunes was put on a special team for weaponization that we have not heard from or gotten a report from yet that I expect to be much bigger than anything we've heard so far. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I do believe that every American citizen should say that warrantless surveillance 702, because remember, they exempted themselves last time, saying that the Congress and the Senate couldn't be spied on. Yeah. Well, they were anyway. So the rogue elements in the intelligence community do not care about the rule of law. They care about preserving the intelligence community, the black budgets, the international interference and regime change, and what they're doing here in the color revolution. And that is really the element of that benefits from the warrantless surveillance 702. So we, the people of the United States, need to get on the phone, email, call. People think it doesn't matter, and it does, and say this is unconstitutional, it's unacceptable, and if the Congress and Senate cannot have warrantless surveillance 702 used on them, then no American citizen should, because we should be more protected than even they are. They should be held to a higher standard. And I say this, Brianna, and I'll say this on your show because you have a lot more reach than me. I believe that every senator and congressperson, regardless, should be audited in the DOGE format from January 1st, 2020 to date. Because all of them were there and they knew that there was a cabal of elites running the auto pen presidency, selling out our country every which way. And now they're in the next cover up phase of that. And it's unacceptable. And we need to know who's been paid and by whom.
Yeah, well, Mel, I mean, you bring up a ton of great points there, especially given the fact that we had senators who just recently during the confirmation hearing for Pam Bondi, I'm talking about John Cornyn in the state of Texas, go out and have the guts to say that the FISA has never been used against an American citizen, and there was no pushback from our AG. She just sat there, and I guess it's a confirmation hearing, so she's not going to want to push. What was that?
I said, of course there wasn't.
She nodded her head the whole time. It was outrageous.
The scary part is she might not know. I hate to say this, but the genius siloing of the intelligence community, and I'm talking about since, you know, the paperwork was signed for the CIA and NSA to be created. What I am telling you is that this entire fourth branch of the government that should not exist is completely unaccountable to anyone, including the president at this point. And that is what I hope Tulsi Gabbard and the weaponization team are looking at. And I don't know where John Ratcliffe falls on either side, but I do know that Pompeo, Haspel, Panetta, Brennan, all of these CIA heads should be under deep investigation. And I'm talking about for years and years, because that is what we are dealing with. And it appears to me that there are many clandestine CIA operatives like Slotkin and the new Spanberger in Virginia. Nobody that isn't a CIA operative or is trained in the CIA should ever be elected to office in the United States of America by the people. And yet I think many people are, and we don't know that because they have to keep it secret. I think there should be full transparency on who in our government and media are actually CIA. Mm-hmm. And then from there on, make sure that none of these people can ever hold position again in this country in elected office, because it's just unacceptable and it's a fraud.
Yeah. Well, Mel, you said a very key word there, and the media. That was the key word in all of that. I don't think people realize how bad it is, but it truly, truly is. Mel, before you go, though, I want to get your take on the J6 pipe bomber, because obviously we now have a criminal complaint that we could go through. To me, it's not a slam dunk. But I think it's really interesting, right? Because Dan Bongino, the deputy director, is trying to sell us on this criminal complaint right now and tell us that they think that they got the guy. I want to play clip 18 for you, because Sean Hannity, speaking of CIA, Sean Hannity is someone who is out there right now. And he actually asked a really good question to Dan, putting up one of his old posts on social media and asking Dan about who he thought at the time before he went into the FBI was the pipe bomber. Take a listen to clip 18.
You know, I don't know if you remember this. This is before you became the deputy FBI director. You put a post on X right after this happened. And you said there's a massive cover-up because the person that planted those pipe bombs, they don't want you to know who it is because it's either a connected anti-Trump insider or an inside job. You said that, you know, long before you even thought of as deputy FBI director.
Yeah, that's why I said to you, this investigation's just begun. We are pretty comfortable. We have our guy. I think as the, again, legal process starts to surface and information and facts start to come out, the public's going to be very comfortable with the investigation that was conducted under Director Patel and his leadership. He's been great on this. But I don't want to, you know, listen, I was paid in the past, Sean, for my opinions. That's clear. And one day I'll be back in that space. But that's not what I'm paid for now. I'm paid to be your deputy director. And we base investigations on facts. And, you know, it was interesting. I was looking out in the crowd today at the presser, and I saw a couple of media figures who you and I both know who promoted the other scandal, the collusion hoax. And I thought to myself, you know, the difference between us and them is, you know, we evolve. As information and new inputs come out, we can produce different outputs because that's what we believe in. We believe in facts and investigations guided by facts.
All right, so I'm going to step in on here because he continues to ramble a bit. But, you know, he's explained that his opinion has kind of changed now that he's in this position. What do you make of all of it? Because that's been kind of disappointing with the two of them.
Well, I'll tell you the scarier thing about all of this is that once again, not only do we find that a whole bunch of race baiters have been involved here. So the father was in a lawsuit against the Trump administration. The family, including this kid, are bail bondsmen that have been helping illegals bail them out when during the first Trump administration. And then they sued the Trump administration. And then who shows up but Ben Crump, the lawyer for all of the families, George Floyd, the McMichael case, all of these cases. He pops in and he turns out that he's been working with this family, which is very disturbing because you know how I feel about Crump and Pam Bondi and the Zimmerman case. And I believe all of this stuff is very disturbing when you look at the idea that they must have known who this was when they were arresting all of the January 6 people and all of that. It looks like the FBI field office in Washington again sat on this. And then Chris Wray again lied to the country, acting like he didn't know who it was and let this go on. But the presence of Crump is something people have to question and pay attention to. The lawsuit that the father was involved in, Crump involved in, and anywhere that is, there is something going on. And I am telling you, I also believe that the Derek Chauvin, the McMichael case, all these cases that Crump was involved in have an element also of intelligence. So let's keep our eyes peeled. I don't know that the grandmother said he's autistic. And then that makes you think of all, you know, all of these shooters that we find out years later, the FBI knew about. They knew about the school shooter. They knew about the Orlando shooter. They knew about Nassar. So look, we have a very rogue situation going on here that's very deep. So let's wait and see it unfold. But I do want people to know that Crump's presence there should set off a alarm bells to who actually set this up. And then it goes to the Fed's direction. Because if this is one of those setups like the Michigan kidnapping, then it's the same people. And they're still out there and they're still danger to America. And we have to get to the truth.
Yeah. And I think just looking at this criminal complaint saying that's it, case closed, is not the correct response. Although they say this investigation is active. We're still waiting for more evidence. This wasn't a slam dunk for me. I did reach out to the FBI and they tell me that there's going to be more information coming out very, very soon. As soon as he makes his first appearance, which kind of tells you how he was put on their radar in the first place. So they could go through his financial records. They could go through all of his other records, his car and everything that was in the area that they allege, his phone records as well, which pin him to the area at the time they allege. So we'll continue to wait to see more evidence. Mel Kay, thank you for all the incredible work that you do, my friends. You do a great job
thank you, Mel Kay.
And your book, Americans Anonymous as well. Oh, we're waiting for your new book. Is it available yet for pre-order, Mel?
It will be very soon. It's called Infiltration Instead of Invasion. America Betrayed 1944 to 1954. If we get to the bottom of what happened then and unravel it, we can save our country a lot faster. And thank you for having me. And next time you talk to the FBI, ask them where Nancy Pelosi's laptop is from January 6th. I think everyone's forgotten that disappeared. So I think that would lead to everything and really make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, we're adding it to the list of laptops that went MIA, like Seth Rich and others that we're still waiting on. So I'll add it to the list, though, Mel, and I'll follow up with a comment. Guys, give her a follow on X if you haven't done so already. Mel K Show. That's Mel K Show. That's where you guys get to learn more about her book when she does release it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good one. Thank you for joining us, Mel. We always appreciate your time. Busy, busy lady, but makes time for me, and I greatly appreciate just that. Folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We have a couple more hours left in that contest that we've been telling you about. It is an incredible contest. You could win a badass Jeep 392 plus $10,000 in cash. And that's not it. You also are potentially going to win another vehicle, Ford Raptor, as well, and another additional $10,000 in cash. So in case you're wondering what the heck am I saying, I'm talking about $20,000 in cash plus potentially two vehicles. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Every dollar you spend, you get 50 times the entries. That's only going to last for another couple of hours. Plus, on top of all of that, we're still doing our BOGO sale. It's buy one, get one free on all supplements. So now is the time to stock up. Again, we only have a couple more hours left in that. So do that right this second. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Of course, because we only have a limited time on that front. All right, let's get to some other stories that are going on right now. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, did, in fact, comment about reports that Elon Musk's, his ex, company itself was going to be fined $140 million by the European Commission. Now, they did all of this because, well, they're telling you, of course, it's due to the blue check mark issue. They're saying it lacks transparency. But the reality of it is they wanted censorship. I mean, let's be honest here. They're not happy with Musk. Musk is not a censorship kind of guy. And so they're going after him. J.D. Vance saying, I believe the tweet that I saw yesterday saying that he hopes that's not true. The EU should be supporting free speech, not attacking American companies over garbage. So I'm sure that's not going to be the last time we hear about that. That usually means that other things are getting worked up the pipelines, of course. And the Trump administration is not going to allow Elon Musk to be fined $140 million for allowing a free speech platform. And again, they're just saying, it's about online transparency. That's never the case. Never the case. All right. Yesterday, like I told you guys, we made several announcements. I made several announcements regarding ICE. This one was also another one that I want to make sure that was on your radar. According to DHS, they have arrested an individual who was just miles away from D.C. and he came in under the Biden regime. Apparently, according to DHS, he had ties to ISIS, ISIS-K specifically. He was also provided weapons to his father, who is a commander, a militant group in Afghanistan. So this is another individual that was just recently taken in, it looks like. Looks like Joe Biden let in a bunch of, and they keep saying the word unvetted, Afghan aliens. I would say even with the vetting processes, you didn't know who these people were and you shouldn't let any of them in the first place. But we're learning that lesson, sadly, the hard way. All right, folks. That does it for me on this beautiful Friday morning. Thank you for joining me. You know who's next? Alex Jones is on The Alex Jones Show. So don't go anywhere. More to come.
Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warning if each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection to pay for your apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For just the next 5 days, there's a typo on this ad, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew, a cocoa and a coffee brew.
all the presents under the tree. Everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time.